Hey there, 2022年想要给自己创造一个融入生活里的英语环境吗？欢迎来到通勤学英语 Podcast， 每日带你提升英语力。我们每日都有新的单集陪着你，利用通勤、喝咖啡或等人的时间，一起跟着我 John 老师一起朗读与跟读世界时事趣闻，让英语融入你的生活。想要加强复习，只要点开单集简介 Show Notes， 就会有逐字稿陪你一起学习。 Are you ready for your daily English shadowing?Let's get started. How abortion became a divisive issue in U.S. politics. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled there is no constitutional right to abortion in the U.S., upending the landmark Roe v. Wade case from nearly 50 years ago,in a rare reversal of long-settled law that will fracture reproductive rights in America. Since the U.S. Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision legalized abortion nationwide in 1973, the issue has become one of the defining fault lines in U.S. politics. With Democratic politicians firmly supporting abortion rights and Republican lawmakers lining up in opposition.In 1973, the lines were more blurred. Republican and Democratic voters were equally likely to say abortion should be legal, while it was easy to find Republican officials who supported abortion rights and Democrats who opposed the procedure. So what changed? Not a partisan issue at first. Abortion on demand was legal in 4 states in the early 1970s,while 14 more allowed it under some circumstances. While the Catholic Church opposed abortion, the Southern Baptist Convention, the largest evangelical denomination, was on record saying it should be allowed in many circumstances. Neither party viewed abortion as a defining issue. Voters also did not see the issue along partisan lines.The General Social Survey Opinion poll found in 1977 that 39% of Republicans said abortion should be allowed for any reason, compared to 35% of Democrats. A conservative movement mobilizes. In the years that followed, conservative activists like Phyllis Schlafly seized on the issue as a threat to traditional values and enlisted evangelical churches,which had shown a new interest in politics, following a series of court rulings that limited prayer in public settings. These groups portrayed abortion as a threat to the family structure, along with broader social developments like gay rights, rising divorce rates, and women working outside of the home. For pastors and parishioners, abortion became a proxy issue for concerns about a liberalizing society, said Mary Ziegler,a legal historian at University of California, Davis. For many evangelicals, this was more about family and women and sex, she said. In 1980, the Southern Baptist Convention passed a resolution opposing abortion, reversing its earlier position. Politicians pick sides, voters follow. In the years that followed,The dividing lines became more apparent as political candidates found it increasingly necessary to align with activists who were becoming more influential within their parties. Since 1987, abortion rights groups have donated $32 million to Democrats and $3 million to Republican candidates who support keeping abortion legal, according to Open Secrets, which tracks money in politics.Groups that opposed abortion have given $14 million to Republicans and only $372,000 to Democrats over that time period. Partisan differences widened in the following years. However, as the issue became a staple of TV attack ads, fundraising appeals, and mass rallies by interest groups,The other opinion polls have consistently shown that most Americans support some restrictions on abortion but oppose an outright ban. At the same time, Democrats have grown more absolute in their support for abortion rights. Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送，也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15mins.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友，同情学英语 Improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。